Hello, everybody. Brian here from QuantLabs.net. Today, big news, midnight, 23:49, June 20th, going into the 21st of June, 2021. Big headline here. It's across from CNBC, Japan, Nikkei. 225 drops 4% now, leading losses across major markets in Asia, courtesy of the Fed last week saying they're going to start to taper, something that they have to do. I think it's going to be a very bad bloodbath week because of it. But the Fed has to stick to what it has to stick to. They can't be forced to this. So what's going on in the market? You can see here the Nikkei is down 3.3%. FTSE's down a little bit. And there's, you know about that asset class. Forex is mixed. Gold is up slightly. Crude's, I think, the only one that's holding up. And then here's the U.S. futures all down. All right, before we get started, don't forget to get on our daily mailing list, quantlabs.net. Just click on contact, fill out a form, get some free PDFs, trade like a boss, all that fun stuff, and off to the races you will go. All right, so let's talk about what we need to know. Australia is still leading the way. I haven't looked at this. Deutsche still going down. We reported it on Friday. Everything's not looking good. It's all short. NASDAQ's shortened as well. SPX is shortened as well. So there's that. Okay. On top of that, we have the USD, Japanese yen short, gold shortened. That's for both Japan yen, New Zealand to Australia, Canadian. Okay, Euro CHF, I could see as a safe haven trade. Euro British pound, slight longs there, quite a few of them, five. This one's quite the surprise Euro Hungarian. Euro and Norway has a short. I don't think that's valid, but more shorts than the Euro. New Zealand, very mixed stories here. Oh, there's one. Europe and Sweden. Ooh, who'd think, eh? That's up quite a bit. More Deutsche 30 down, four of those. The volumes dropped off quite a bit last few hours. Now, here's the Japanese yen. I'm sorry, the Japanese 225. Those are big drops, more shorts. Got two of those. We're looking at from roughly 29,000 all the way down to 27,782 currently. NASDAQ down, shorting. Okay, so this one's a safe haven for Asia is what I would have thought. USD Thai Baht is starting to perform pretty good there. SPX 500 down as well with shorts in pursuit. Slight big drop there, USD Japanese yen. USD USD Hong Kong dollars got a long here with some positive. More shorts for the USD Japanese yen. So let's see, sugar declining with shorts there. Wheat and USD has got a long. Pound against the CHF, like another safe haven trade. New Zealand against Canadian. One, two, three longs, but as I keep saying, don't worry about it, because it ain't going to happen. Australia, Canada is a long there. Canada, CHF, no big deal there. But continuing to drop is Deutsche Third, that's a steep drop. So we saw that late Friday. NASDAQ, same thing. Maybe the U.S. may hang on. I don't know. Let's see. There's some little bit of action there. It is dropping. Well, it's not open. But that's 41.47 from 42.50. So it's about a 4 to 5% drop, which is quite a bit. Gold in pounds are dropping, and that's going to shorter, more shorts for pound and New Zealand. Okay, here's the big one. It's starting to move up. That's a gold silver ratio, slight long there. Volumes picking up as well. That's something we don't want to see, but more shorts here, silver in euro shorting and dropping. Same with silver in New Zealand, euro in Canada. This was performing, but it looks pretty flat to me. Euro in Norway shorting, bizarre. We're now into the very good. Let's see how the exotics are doing. not very much. Slight long here with both euro and Turkish lira. Deutsche 10-year, really going nowhere. That's a 10-year bond for the Germany. Kind of moving up a little bit. Deutsche 30, just still drops quite a few of these, four more. India, another good one. But that's not getting hit as hard, but it is declining a little bit. We've got three of those, three shorts going on. UK 10-year bond, two out of four, short, long, whatever. NASDAQ, short. USD China has got a slight long, starting to incline a little bit. But it's really the USD Thai baht that looks to be pretty good there. Another SPX or SP 500 down. Sugar declining there with a short, declining also Canadian Swiss franc. Let's see, we've got three more. It doesn't look good. New Zealand, Canada, Singapore, Swiss longing. Singapore, Hong Kong is dropping as well. And that's pretty well it. Don't know what more to tell you. Okay, we shall leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have a good day. Over and out.